is, hi, Jim, how you doing? So it's early April, and you and I are together at an airport.
At an airport with a lot of flying airplanes.
This is Sun and Fun. We're at Sun and Fun.
A lot of airplanes flying in. It doesn't feel, somehow, it just doesn't feel like Sun and Fun.
It doesn't, exactly, because there's this white stuff everywhere. We are not at Sun and Fun yet. We will be at Sun. This is because sort of technically is the first Sun and Fun daily episode.
Sun and Fun starts tomorrow.
Yep.
Now we will likely not be there tomorrow.
That's correct. But this is a very special episode of Uncontrolled Heroes.
Very special episode.
Where are we, Jeb?
We are in Holton, Maine.
That's right. And something special is happening.
Something special. There's something about the dark side of the moon, I forget.
That's right. If you start the album just as the moon starts across the sun,
you'll have a religious experience.
All kidding aside, Jeb made the trek up here from Florida.
Oh my God, my arms are tired.
Yeah, right. And then this morning this is eclipse day. In case you haven't got that part yet,
yeah.
It's eclipse day, and we flew up, continued on up from New Hampshire up to Holton, Maine, which is very far, way up north in Maine,
which is. In my book, it is the last place, or last airport in the continental United States that is going to see the eclipse.
Yeah. Yep.
So we will be the final eclipsees.
Eclipsees. Okay.
Eclipsers.
Yeah. Yeah. So all kidding aside.
Go ahead.
All kidding aside.
Yeah. This is a nice operation.
This is very cool.
Yeah.
So we did all this research, and we were trying to figure out how we could take advantage of small airplanes, smallish airplanes. I know you don't like that term. Our kinds of
personal airplanes
to get a special look at the eclipse. We spent some time doing research over the last, couple weeks, certainly, maybe even a month, trying to figure out where we could go. One of the things we discovered pretty quickly was that none of these airports would promise, I mean, you would have had to have signed up like a month ago in order to get a reservation.
Well, right after the last eclipse.
Yeah, that's right. So all the airports up here were either saying that they had all their spaces were spoken for, or it was first come, first serve, and you take your chances. And I give you a lot of credit here, because what happened was then I was lost in sort of a fog of all these airports that we might go to and what the plan would be. And you just kind of saw through this fog and you said, now let's go to Holton. Let's just set a course for Holton. We'll go up early in the morning, so there's plenty of time. And chances are we'll get there when there's still places to park. And you were right.
I got lucky because there's no rhyme or reason. There's no way to guesstimate this stuff. But when we got here, I think there were 6 airplanes that were parked as like transients. And now there's got to be 25.
We counted 25 a while ago.
There are jets.
And it's a great variety. Wow, a lot of cool airplanes.
We're standing right next to an RV of some.
Yeah, it's like an early RV, a front and back, like a 6 or a 3 or I don't know what. Yeah, but.
There's a couple of Barons. There's a TBM. There's a Piper turboprop just taxied in. There's a Citation that's trying to go right now. And we're like 2 hours before totality. So I'm not sure what they're doing. That's a NetJets operation. And, you know, who knows what NetJets is going to do next.
Right,
There's a airplane on final. Don't know what it's up. Don't know what that is. It looks like another single engine turboprop, maybe a PC-12. But this is like, you know, we're not missing anything here by not being at Sun and Fun. Because we got airplanes.
We got airplanes.
We got people hanging out. We got all kinds of stuff going on. It's not a PC-12. It's another TBM, maybe.
Yeah.
And we've seen some, just like, as any other air show, we've seen some lousy airmanship and we see some great airmanship.
Yeah, really. So, a shout out to the people of Holton, Maine.
Yes.
So I kind of, you know, my best expectation of this little adventure for you and me was that we would come up here and we would find a place to park and we would hang out on the ramp.
And somebody would say, what are you doing here? Yeah. We're going to say, well, there's supposed to be an eclipse.
Yeah. We got here and the town of Holton, the kind of municipal area here have gone all out.
They've embraced the horror.
Yeah. They've done a really nice job. Well, I mean, at first we thought, okay, they've done it here at the airport because the airport has a couple of food trucks. Yeah. They put out some porta potties. Yeah. You know, they've got people here directing airplanes. They've got some music playing. So we thought that was cool enough. Yeah. That's a win.
That's just scratching the surface. They've got school buses running shuttles into town. The entire downtown is part of it is blocked off anyway. Yeah. And they have, you know, all kinds of crafts. They've got t-shirts and mugs, and we even got some posters.
We got posters
commemorating the event.
We got the world's greatest fudge. Did you get some of the world's greatest?
I did not get the fudge. Oh, okay. I did not get the fudge.
Well, I'll share mine with you later.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. But big props to Holton, Maine, because they've really gone all out and made it very, very hospitable and all kinds of activities, yeah, and facilities and, you know, logistics, shuttles and porta potties. And, you know, this is much, much more than I ever imagined we would experience. So it's currently about an hour before the eclipse is supposed to begin.
I don't see no moon out there.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. And we're all geared up. We've got our eclipse glasses and... Jeb's having a good time watching the airplanes.
I wanted to be on a witness in case the NTSB wanted to interview me.
The NetJet departing here. We're not exactly sure why anybody's departing just yet, but he did.
And this Turbo Commander's cranking up again. I don't know if he's taxiing or what.
So, what was it? You flew up here over a span of 2 days, a couple days ago.
Oh, my God.
Any adventures on your flight up here?
No, just headwinds. I mean... I can't buy a tailwind these days. So, headwinds and turbulence is, and some ice or threatened ice. But nothing really dramatic, just a long, hard slog. Makes me wish for a King Air or something. But, one of these days, when I win the lottery.
Yeah. And so probably tomorrow, we're going to check out the eclipse here. In about an hour it begins. It'll last about 3 or something like that. Then we'll head back down to Dover for the night. And then we will probably launch out again tomorrow morning down to Florida.
Yeah, right. Plan A right now is to get up and get going like we did this morning.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know how far we're going to get because... Of course, we're going to have headwinds going home,
right,
too.
Yeah. So we're going to head back tomorrow and then head on over to Sun and Fun as soon as possible. So this is great. I cannot recommend highly enough coming up to Holton, Maine, even if there's no eclipse going on. These are nice people. They got a great facility. It's a good thing.
But you've got if you do the left downwind for 2-3, you'll be in Canadian airspace.
That's right. It's literally, Canada is like, they tell us that the grove of trees that I'm looking at right there, that's not like 200 yards away, all right, apparently is in Canada.
That's right.
And so, there's Border Patrol people everywhere. I don't know. They're just adding to the security.
Keep telling them, you know, there was an alien act downtown.
Yeah, okay.
In the city center, and we kept telling the border guy that that's where the aliens are.
Yeah, okay. I thought you were about to go on to the whole air races going to Roswell, New Mexico thing, but that's
no.
All right. So this is we're coming to you from Holton International Airport because they've got customs here, and Holton International Airport, a great place to visit, and it's. Uncontrolled airspace 1088 Alpha. A very special episode.
Very special
to begin Sun and Fun. All right, and so we'll see you soon from Lakeland, Florida.
If the glasses work, we might not see anything after the glasses don't work.
Glasses are going to be just fine.
All right.
So this is Jack and Jeb back with you. It's now actually a couple days later from what you just heard. Jeb and I are back in Florida at Hidden River after seeing the eclipse and making the trip back down here. And soon we will recover enough to move on over to Sun and Fun. We'll get you some real Sun and Fun daily episodes. But we wanted to add this little bit of a epilogue to what you just heard and to the whole eclipse experience because it was really pretty remarkable. As you just heard, we were already feeling pretty upbeat about the experience when we were up there in Holton, Maine. And it only got better, if that was even possible. I wouldn't have thought that was possible, but it got better. Don't you agree?
It's probably fortuitous that we didn't record anything after the eclipse because we wouldn't have known what to say.
Yeah, it really did make us somewhat speechless or somewhat babbling or whatnot. Anyways, like I said, it's currently Wednesday morning, 2 days after the eclipse day and after we recorded that first segment. After the eclipse, we're going to talk about the eclipse in a minute, but I just kind of want to give you a summary of the other things. We did, in fact, motor on back down to New Hampshire, where Jeb spent the night. We both spent the night. And then the next morning, we got up pretty early in the morning and got back to the airplane and mounted up and managed to fly back to Florida here in one long day.
One long day. One stop, one long day.
Yeah. And I got to sit in the right seat and try to point out traffic. You're the one that did the hard work, and I really appreciate that. It was a long day. Other than long, I mean, anything notable from the day of flying back to Florida?
Yes and no. In many ways, it was the whole trip from end to end, the round trip, basically included just about everything you could throw at a flib. There was a trace of ice over New Hampshire going into Portsmouth. There were thunderstorms coming back. Green and yellow and red stuff on the right.
That we were able to navigate around.
We were able to navigate around, or probably wouldn't be here having this conversation. There was ATC madness.
There was that.
There were Sun and Fun arrivals who were, can anybody read me the NOTAM kind of thing? It was a complete, and I spell that COMPLEAT, complete immersion in air traffic control and flying flibs in U.S. airspace. You should have been there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You should have been there.
Yeah. It was an interesting long day. Got a great view of New York City, of Manhattan.
Flew right over JFK at 8,500 feet in severe clear.
Yeah.
Then we got caught up in the Sun and Fun arrival situation.
Well, before we got there, I wanted to say that so when we were evading the thunderstorms that you mentioned, we ended up at an unplanned airport. Elizabethtown, North Carolina. What a pleasant airport.
What a pleasant little airport. Brand new terminal facility, friendly people, cheap fuel, long runway approaches, the whole thing. Highly recommended anybody who's passing through there anytime.
Yeah, and we just stayed there on the airport. We actually kind of were resting a little bit and catching our breath before we continued on. But they tried to give us a courtesy card to go into town.
Yeah.
Apparently, some restaurants relatively nearby, and then they'll give you a courtesy card to go into town. And Elizabethtown is apparently an interesting community. I was looking at the tourist brochures. So,
this is Echo Yankee Foxtrot. If my memory serves.
I believe that's correct. Yes, Echo Yankee. Echo Yankee Foxtrot.
Foxtrot.
Yeah. So that was nice. And then we continued on and working our way across
and
Florida.
And things got interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe you should say this, but I will say that I don't think there was any evil intent of the controllers.
No.
It was just a crazy day. From what I've gotten the impression, flying across Florida can be a challenge under the best of circumstances. And with the Sun and Fun airshow NOTAM in place, it kind of made it more crazier, apparently.
Yeah. Jacksonville Center, excuse me, is always a problematic piece of airspace, not because anything wrong with Jack Center, but because of its geography.
Yeah.
And it's basically a funnel from the rest of the CONUS into Florida. They have their own procedures, their own little rules and these kinds of things. And sometimes they get inundated, like at Sun and Fun.
Yeah.
And so, this was one of those occasions.
Yeah. And maybe in some future episode, I'll ask you some questions about how you... It was very interesting to watch you navigate the system. And I think there's some stories there. But we'll come back to those later on. We did end up flying, not over, of course, but near Lakeland and past the Sun and Fun NOTAM area.
And past a lot of meandering traffic.
Yes, that was an interesting experience. Yes. There were a lot more people wandering around the periphery than I think we expected.
I have never seen that amount of traffic between Lakeland and my home airport before.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's nothing out there, maybe one or two guys stumbling around going somewhere. There were six or eight people out there that we had to dodge, and I think we're literally stumbling around trying to figure out what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
The FlightAware track is interesting.
Yes, it is.
To say the least.
It is. It is. We did finally make it back here to Hidden River and settle down and found a couple of beers and rested. And now we're taking a sort of a day of rest.
Rest and recuperation.
Yeah. And then first thing tomorrow morning,
reflection.
Head on over to Lakeland to join the fun, which is already ongoing there.
So we're missing out.
The eclipse was spectacular.
Someone said it was a life one in a lifetime kind of experience.
Yeah.
Life-changing, life-altering. The word I want to use is primeval.
At
the totality, where you could look at the phenomenon with an unaided eye. Spectacular.
Yeah. That was the part that really surprised me. I didn't realize, I sort of knew people had said that once you get into totality, you can look at it with your eyes. But I just thought, okay, you can if you want to, but you probably still want to use the glasses at that point. So when the eclipse was actually happening and we're watching it, the moon gradually creep across the sun, my expectation was that when it reached 100%, we would see those images of the flare around the sun through the glasses, I'm watching through the glasses, and it suddenly reaches 100%, and it's dark. We're not getting the thing, and I was disappointed. I'm going, what the heck?
Yeah.
This is not what I was expecting. And then I lowered the glasses and suddenly saw what we saw, which is that there's that image that we've all seen, I've seen many times, of the black disc with the white corona around the outside. And I always assumed that that was kind of a filtered image. I thought that was like through a density filter or something like that. And I didn't. That's actually what you see with
natural,
your naked eye.
Natural image.
Yeah. And it was astounding. It was primeval. It was, and on some level, it was almost like that's what a portal into another dimension would look like. I mean, it was just an emotional, really bizarre, and it was, obviously I'm speechless about it here.
Without putting words into your mouth, it was not science fiction, it was science reality.
Yeah, it was so much more than I had expected. And I in the run-up to the eclipse, I kept saying to people that I really want to go see this eclipse because it's going to be the last one I'll be able to see in my lifetime, maybe. Now I feel like I can't.
Got to go do it again.
Cannot let this be the last one. I need to see that again. All right? It was just remarkable. It was just remarkable.
And let me go on record thanking you for helping put all this together, for coming up with the idea and making it happen, securing the glasses, helping me figure out where to go, all the above.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad we could share it. I guess my final thought on this whole subject, and I'm sure if you probably get the idea that we're going to talk about this more in the future because it was that moving a thing. I didn't realize, and I think I hope everyone does realize, I thought I'd seen a couple of partial eclipses in my lifetime, and I thought that the totality would be just kind of one additional step in the experience. I didn't realize that the totality is like an order of magnitude more than the moment before them.
I completely agree.
And I didn't realize. I wish I had known in advance. I would have tried to do this sooner in my life. But you should try to see the totality.
Yeah.
It's remarkable.
Yeah.
All right. Doesn't come around again in continental U.S. until like 20 years.
Until long after this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you never know.
It might be a new generation taking over.
But I, you know, like I said, I went into this thinking, okay, this will be the last chance to see an eclipse. And now I feel like I can't let this be the last chance. I need to see that again. So it was pretty moving. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And this is our the Uncontrolled Airspace Podcast weather report.
Yeah.
For April 8, 2024.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, I guess that's enough. We just kind of wanted to add in what a great experience it was after we recorded that previous segment. And I guess that's all for now.
We'll have more from Sun and Fun on probably tomorrow.
Probably. Well, tomorrow for us. If the winds are with me, we'll post a daily on Thursday evening.
Oh, I'm not suggesting that it's going to be available to listen to tomorrow. But,
okay. That's a fair criticism. But with dailies, I'm a lot better.
No question. But yeah. We will try to do something again tomorrow. From Sun.
So anyways, this is the epilogue to UCAP 1089 Alpha, and I'm here with Jeb, and we will probably see you again tomorrow. Take care.
So.
Yeah?
The only moon I see out here is the plumber who was working in the hangar a little bit ago.
Yeah, okay.
I don't see no moon.
Yeah, okay. All right, that's not the way I was going to start. The way I was going to start is, hi, Jeb, how you doing? So it's early April, and you and I are together at an airport.